Pianist and conductor Vladimir Feltzman has performed around the world, but he makes his base at SUNY New Paltz, where he is university professor of music. Feltzman will give a benefit concert April 14th at 4 p.m. He recently spoke with WAMC's Alan Chartok.
This is Alan Chartok, and this is the Roundtable, and I'm here with one of the great pianists of the entire world, Vladimir Feltzman. Professor, delighted to have you with us, and I want to talk to you about your concert on Saturday, April 14th, 2012, at the Studley Theater in New Paltz at SUNY. The concert time is 4 p.m., and there's a special reception afterwards at 6 p.m., and New York Times has called you quite simply an amazing pianist. I agree with that. So tell me, you've been at New Paltz for quite a while now. How'd you get there?
Well, it was 25 years, actually, since I came here.
It seems like yesterday. And in fact...
Seems like yesterday. Time flies fast. How I got this job, it was because of Alice Chandler, who was the president.
Great
at
lady.
At that time, we met in Moscow a few years before Soviets let me out. And we just get to know each other, and Alice tried to help me. Invite me to play on a festival, Music in the Mountains. It didn't work, of course, but when she found out that Soviets let me out, she called me very early in the morning, it was actually 4 o'clock, and offered me a job at New Paltz. And that's how it all came to pass.
Now, there'd be a lot of people who thought, well, you know, you are one of the great pianists of the world, that you would not be staying there at New Paltz, but you did. What is it that...
Well, I had no idea, frankly, when I came here and I took a job, I had no idea what was New Paltz. I have never been here, obviously. But somehow it all worked out very well, and I'm working here for 25 years. It's a home for me. We have a nice house, my wife and I. We have 4 dogs. And so it just, there are few things in life, it happens, like something good happens and it works out and it becomes your life. So New Paltz, I cannot imagine myself being actually anywhere else. I love the place, I love the college, people, nature, and being here, it's just wonderful, it's a privilege.
Have you spent any time back in the old Soviet Union, the new Russia?
Well, I don't spend time there. I go there on a regular basis to play or to conduct in Moscow and in St. Petersburg mainly. So it became a good connection, and I'm very happy to go back, and I'm very happy to go back home here after I'm there. So never an extensive stay. I go maybe for 1 week or 4 or 5 days. So it's just one of the regular stops on my schedule alongside with London or Tokyo or anything else. But it's good that Russia is open now and they have wonderful public, good concert halls, wonderful orchestras. And I'm glad that I still have that connection.
Well, how do you get to teach on a regular basis and tour at the same time?
No, it's not a problem. I teach Saturday classes, and sometimes if I'm somewhere else, I reschedule and I give time to my students. They are never short of time. So it works out. And besides now, I don't play hundreds of concerts as it used to be. So my schedule is more sane, more moderate, I would say. And it's exactly what I want. I don't want to play hundreds of concerts. Just dozens, maybe, make few recordings and teach some good kids. So it all worked out well.
Do you find that the quality of students at New Paltz meets your expectations for how good somebody has to be to take a course with one of the great piano masters?
Oh, so please, don't call me one of the great piano masters.
What, you think you're not?
I'm comfortable with that. No, I... I please keep some amendment. Listen, I have very, very good kids. Some of kids which I teach here, they are students in New Paltz. Some of them are coming from very different places. They are former Juilliard or Curtis students, Peabody students. So that format of the class, which is piano performance and literature, which I have, gives people in New Paltz and from outside New Paltz an opportunity to study with me basically for a very reasonable amount of money. So they come from different places, and it's open class. We have always a bunch of people who are sitting in and listening to what is going on, and it works well.
Those are master classes, basically?
Well, it's we don't call it master classes, but it's classes where four or five kids are playing, and maybe 6 to 10 people are attending and listening. Some of students from SUNY New Paltz are coming in and taking notes, and then at the end of semester they write a paper of what they learn. I give them a topic, so it works out. It works out well.
Do they work as hard as you did when you were studying piano as a kid?
Some of them do, some of them don't. I mean, it's an individual thing because, I mean, some of them will never be a professional musicians and some of them will, but no matter how their life will develop and end up, exposure to music and experience which, and certain lessons which you get, anybody, from being close to music and connect to that are priceless. And so I'm just very happy to help whoever comes into my sight or influence to help them to connect to music, because it's a very important connection in life from my point of view.
Okay, so you're giving this performance?
It's a benefit concert. We decided, I talked to our president, Don Christian, who will be inaugurated actually day before, and I said, listen, I am turning 60 this year, and it was 25 years since I got this job, and I want to do something nice. I want to play a benefit concert to raise a bit of money for college, and that's how it came to be.
So what are you doing in the concert that we might find of interest?
Well, I will play, basically it will be no intermission, straight 1 hour of music. I will play one of Schubert impromptus, then one of Liszt etudes, Harmonie des Soirs, evening harmonies, and then one of the greatest work of in piano literature, Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky. So it will be 1 hour concert. It starts at 4 o'clock, so by 5 most likely, or a little bit after 5, it will be over, and then we will have a couple of nice drinks, talk, and say hello to people, and then go peacefully back to our homes.
Is classical music dying, Vladimir?
I don't think it's dying, but it certainly needs fresh blood and young people and all support it could get. I don't think it's dying. I mean, it could do better, of course, but almost everything any of us can do better. But I'm not overly pessimistic about the future of classical music. I hope that there will be people, enough people, to support this. And it was around for hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. So I don't think that in 25 years from now it will be gone. It might be a little different, and the venues could change approach to it, could change, but I hope that that art form, which music is, will be with us forever.
We've been talking to Vladimir Feltsman, a professor at SUNY at New Paltz, my alma mater, not in terms of studenting, but working there for many years. Vladimir Feltsman, we very much appreciate this. I want to remind everybody that we're talking about a concert on Saturday, April 14th at the Studley Theater, SUNY New Paltz. The concert is at 4 p.m., and then there's a patron reception at 6 p.m. So, again, thank you for being with us, and thank you for doing this, Vladimir.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.